We're back on with Ryan Pizziola from Wilderness Sports in downtown Ishpeming. Thanks for some more of your time, bud.
No problem, Adam.
Talked a lot about black powder and also about the technology that has really kind of infiltrated muzzle loading season as well, specifically with scopes. And that was an eye-opener for me, so I appreciate that. Let's shift now, as promised, to the ice fishing season. It is well underway here. I think, you know, we're yet to see the majority of ice fishermen step on the hard water yet. And that's for good reason. You got to be a little bit of a risk taker right now to get out there on the ice.
That is for sure, Adam. The guys are definitely out there and having good success. But, you know, you got to use your best judgment. There's a lot of places here in Marquette County that just ain't safe yet. There's no sense trying to get to. The fish are going to be there when we do have good, safe ice.
So what are you seeing out there right now? Let's just take Teal Lake, for instance. Is it fishable?
Myself, I would say no to some of the other locals. They've been out there.
Wow.
You know, sticking close to the shoreline. But I just don't feel a body of water with this amount of wet, heavy snow that's laying on top is going to be fishable.
Oh, man. That's a little sketchy for my opinion. Now, I know there are some smaller bodies of water that have pretty good ice. I've heard up to 8 inches in some spots.
Yeah, we had just had some customers in earlier that were out chasing pike on one of our local lakes in northern Marquette County, and they said, you know, they thought there was a good 6 inches of ice, and it's slushy, but they were heading back up there today.
Anything that you're seeing going off the shelves for these early ice fishermen? Any lures or anything?
Nothing sticks out in my mind right now. Once again, some of the new poles are out. They did some tweaking on some of these poles. Lots of your basics, you know, your Lindy's, your Healy's. VMC came out with a whole new line of Pro Series lures that I can't wait to try myself. And I got a few people that are willing to brave the ice right now that are going to get me some feedback on them.
Excellent. What about other winter products in the shop there at Wilderness Sports? I mean, you've always had a lot of snowshoes. Is this year going to be no exception? Because I got a feeling we're in for an incredibly snowy winter.
We are fully stocked with all the new products of snowshoes, the binding technology, the new boa binding. That it's basically just a switch that you turn to loosen and tighten. Saves a bunch of weight and saves a bunch of headache with cold fingers. We are fully stocked in them, but first come, first serve. And when the manufacturers sell out, you know, I can't guarantee we're going to see any more this year.
What did you call those bindings?
Boa bindings. It's B-O-A.
Boa bindings. Okay, cool. Oh, these sound really interesting to me. Now, do these come with specific snowshoes when you buy them only, or can you just buy the bindings and retrofit them to your old snowshoes?
At this time, they're only coming on specific snowshoes. Demand there for them. I could see some of the manufacturers eventually making them for our traditionals and our replacement bindings as well.
Ryan Pizziola from Wilderness Sports in downtown Ishpeming. I appreciate your time, bud.
No problem, Adam.
We'll be catching up with you more as ice fishing season really takes off here. This is The Outdoor Show.